Hi there, this is Elistar with your Key Races and Bets podcast for Preakness Day, Saturday, May 18th. As always, you can get the Key Races and Bets blog, which is the written version of the podcast, at amwager.com. Go to amwager.com, click on Handicapping and Elistar's blog. Amwager kindly enough to sponsor the Key Races and Bets podcast and blog. Check out amwager.com for your betting needs, legal in most states. Check out the tracks they cover and the benefits they have. amwager.com. Going to start off early on the Preakness Day card with race 2 at Pimlico. Post time 11:05 Eastern. Although this race isn't one of the many great stakes, it's a key betting race in my opinion, owing to the fact that He's One Wild Dude opens at 12-1 and Sir Brahms opens at 6-1 from the barn of the same trainer. He's One Wild Dude returned from 4 months off last month, ran very well in spite of likely being a little short. He battled for the lead early before tiring to third. Should run a lot better second off a layoff, particularly as his current trainer claimed him in December before giving him time off and had the horse previously winning 3 times last year, all on turf, all with jockey Russell in the saddle like today. Considering the trainer knows the horse as does the jockey, I think He's the One Wild Dude can run back to those winning efforts at a nice price. Sir Brahms, also the same trainer as He's One Wild Dude, won his most recent race last month. Santana aboard then as now, and also for his last 2 wins before that. The trainer is the same one, as I said, who saddles He's One Wild Dude, and Sir Brahms has won back-to-back last June, so could put his second winning effort in a row in this situation. Liquid Aloha has won 2 of his last 3, earned all 5 career wins on grass. He fits on all counts, gets a Rad Ortiz Jr. That's a positive sign. Ortiz and Sibeli not riding together a lot, but very nice, 9-for-33 together. In the second at Pimlico on Saturday, the 18th, post 11:05 Eastern. Win bets, He's One Wild Dude and Sir Brahms at 7-2 or higher. Always, when making multiple win bets, try to maximize your profit by using a Dutching tool, which helps you pick the amount you want to bet, the amount you want to win, and allocates your wagers accordingly based on the odds. AmWager has a free Dutching tool, among many other perks. Check them out at amwager.com. For the exacta, He's One Wild Dude, Sir Brahms, and Liquid Aloha over. He's One Wild Dude, Sir Brahms, Liquid Aloha, Front Line Page, and Minister's Strike. And we can play that same exacta as a trifecta, which is He's One Wild Dude, Sir Brahms, and Liquid Aloha over. He's One Wild Dude, Sir Brahms, Liquid Aloha, Front Line Page, and Minister's Strike in second and in third. Moving down the Great Saturday Pimlico card, a few races. We're going to go to the 5th race on Saturday, May 18th. And that's going to be the James W. Murphy Stakes, 12:51 Eastern. And I think 2 horses stand out, Real News and Current. Real News has done little wrong in 3 races to date, winning his first 2, then 2nd last month in his 3rd career start. His last 2 were on grass, but were at sprints of 5 and 5.5. He's bred to love the turf. He doesn't need the lead, and he should get a nice pace behind early pace setter Thomas Shelby. Although Real News only managed 2nd last out, the winner was Bolton, who won the Breeders' Cup Juvenile Turf last fall and is the superstar in the making. Real News has a very sharp workout coming into the race, showing he's in great shape, and along with Current, has the bulk of the probability to win this 5th race at Pimlico. The other is Current. Although winless in 5 races since last October when he won the Grade 3 Bourbon Stakes around 2 turns on grass, 4 of those 5 can be ignored. After the Bourbon, Current had trouble at the start of the Breeders' Cup Juvenile Turf when getting away last of 14. Although he lost any shot to win, he did pass half the field. The connections then wanted to see if he was derby capable, put him on the dirt, the Jockey Club Stakes. He ran badly. He ran badly in the Florida Derby in March. In between those, he ran okay, rallying 9th-3rd in the Dania Beach on turf in February. So essentially, this race is his 2nd turf route. Start of the year gives him a shot to improve nicely. In the James Murphy Race 5 Pimlico on Saturday, May 18th, at post of 12:51 Eastern. Win bets on Real News and Current. Again, Dutching tool. 2-1 or better is very good here. Use a Dutching tool. Split your bets, Real News and Current, at 2-1. And or the exacta, Real News and Current overall. You don't have to bet both, but you can. It's a really inexpensive bet for a buck or so, real losing current overall. Moving way down towards the end of the card to race 10 at Pimlico, Saturday, May 18th, the Gallaret Stakes, post 4:05 Eastern. And Mitchell Road is really a key bet on the day. He's never been worse than second in six races, winning four times. The last time came in a stakes, and the horse she beat came back to win the Distaff Turf Mile on Derby Day, a tougher race than this graded three stakes. Mitchell Road's last effort earned a 111 Equibase figure, significantly better than any of the other eight entered, and she's more than capable, especially in the hands of Bill Mott. So Fancy makes her first start in the U.S., having run 20 times in Europe, the most recent last September. She was second to a very good horse in Magical in a Group 2 race last July and won a Group 3 race in September in Ireland. Certainly those races, a Group 2 is better than a Grade 2 here, and a Group 3 is better than a Grade 3 here, so she fits. The question being whether she is ready to run her best off an 8-month layoff. But she's putting in consistent works, and perhaps she could win only if 80% fit or be right there with Mitchell Road. Inflexibility is also making her third start since last fall. She finished second in a pair of important turf stakes in New York and Canada, May and June, ran third in September in another top-graded stakes. Sixth-place effort led to the layoff after that. Considering Inflexibility won in April 2018 following 6 months off, I don't think coming back from a layoff is a problem. Firing a nice shot, she rounds out the trio of contenders. In the Gallaret Stakes, race 10 at Pimlico on Saturday, May 18th, post 4:05 Eastern, Mitchell Road's a bet at 5-2 or more as a win bet. Exacta, Mitchell Road over I'm So Fancy, Inflexibility, Dynatail, Viva Vegas, and The Way I Am. I'll say it again. Mitchell Road over I'm So Fancy, Inflexibility, Dynatail, Viva Vegas, and The Way I Am. Because Mitchell Road runs first or second, we should turn around, play the opposite of that, which is I'm So Fancy, Inflexibility, Dynatail, Viva Vegas, The Way I Am, over Mitchell Road. Play the same thing as a try, with Mitchell Road in the first position and second position. So the first of those tickets is Mitchell Road over I'm So Fancy, Inflexibility, Dynatail, Viva Vegas, and The Way I Am in second and third. And the second ticket is I'm So Fancy, Inflexibility, Dynatail, Viva Vegas, and The Way I Am in first and third, with Mitchell Road in second. We'll round out this Saturday's May 18th Key Races and Bets blog, sponsored by our friends at AmWager podcast, I should say, where you can also get the blog at amwager.com. Click on Handicapping and LSTAR's blog. We'll close it out with the Preakness, post 6:48 Eastern. And I'm going to just cut to the chase here. I think Brad Cox has two top-notch horses here in Warrior's Charge and Owendale. Warrior's Charge gets a slight preference after third place finishes in the first three starts of his career last November through February, all when he was fifth and further back at the early stages. Cox changed the horse's tactics completely, and since then he's perfect 2-for-2. After finishing a third at a mile in February, when allowed to cruise to the lead of his own accord in his next race, he earned a career-best 103 Equibase speed figure, a big improvement off the 87 previous. 4 weeks later, again allowed to set the pace, Warrior's Charge improved to a 108. That figure, to put in perspective, is really good because likely favorite Improbable earned 109 and 108 figures when second in the Rebel and Arkansas Derby, and a 107 fifth in the Kentucky Derby. So Warrior's Charge is as good or better. Watching a replay of Warrior's Charge's most recent victory April 12th, it appears he has gas in the tank and more improving to do. And some people might be concerned that jockey Florent Giroux, who rode both Warrior's Charge and Owendale for Brad Cox, chose to ride Owendale in the Preakness. But since Warrior's Charge gets Javier Castellano, I have no concerns. I think Warrior's Charge can get the lead, play Come Catch Me Here at a nice price. If the scenario whereby Warrior's Charge doesn't lead from start to finish by virtue of getting into an early battle with another horse, Cox has Owendale to charge home and win. Owendale won two of his first three races around two turns in September, again in January, before a poor eighth-place finish in the Risen Star in February. Given 2 months off after that, he returned to the Lexington Stakes last month, rallied powerfully and visually impressively, going from eighth to first on the far turn, from 3.5 back to two lengths ahead before continuing in front to the wire. That was a breakout effort which earned him a 106 figure, 11 points better than any previous race. He put in a sharp 5 furlong 59 and a 2 workout last week. And if he can repeat or improve upon the Lexington effort, Owendale should be right there and be the first or second place finisher in this year's Preakness. Warren Will once again gets the rail post just as he did in the Derby, but it's not as bad here because there's much less than 20 horses. In spite of his poor draw in the Kentucky Derby, he was in a good position, fourth, and 1.5 lengths behind the leader without a quarter mile to run. It is debatable whether War of Will would have gotten through the space between Maximum Security and Long Range. Toddy had Maximum Security, kept a straight course, but after the incident and losing a length or two, War of Will re-engaged with Maximum Security for a few strides before tiring back to eighth. It must be noted War of Will does pull his jockey in the early stages, suggesting he resents not being allowed to run the way he wants to run. However, when most horses don't respond when asked after that, he does. He has good competitive spirit and should run pretty well again in this race. The next group of contenders isn't win contenders, more for second, and that consists of Always Mining, Another Twist of Fate, Bodie Express, Bourbon War, and Improbable. I only comment really on Improbable here because he's going to be the favorite. He's run virtually the same race in all three starts in 2019, pretty much evenly for the last quarter mile. He lost a 1 length lead in the Rebel and lost by a neck, then was second the entire length of the stretch in the Arkansas Derby and virtually the same distance from the leader in the Kentucky Derby in the last quarter. His winning style is one-paced, probably better for the Belmont Stakes than the Preakness. But unless Mike Smith can get him motivated to pass a horse to the stretch, he's likely to get a minor award once again. In the Preakness, on Saturday, May 18th, post 6:48 Eastern, win bets. Warriors Charge and Owendale, 3-1 or more. Definitely a Dutch situation here. Use a Dutching tool if you can. They both offer value. Free Dutching tool available at Amwager. Exacta. Warriors Charge, Owendale, and War of Will over. Warriors Charge, Owendale, War of Will, Bourbon War, Improbable, Always Mining, Bodie Express, and Another Twist of Fate. I'll say that again. Warriors Charge, Owendale, and War of Will over. Warriors Charge, Owendale, War of Will, Bourbon War, Improbable, Always Mining, Bodie Express, and Another Twist of Fate. If you want to go a little deeper, a 50-cent trifecta ticket using the same horses in second and third would cost $63 and may pay really well. And that's going to be Warriors Charge, Owendale, and War of Will over. Warriors Charge, Owendale, War of Will, Bourbon War, Improbable, Always Mining, Bodie Express, and Another Twist of Fate in second and third. Thank you so much for listening to this weekend's Preakness Day edition of the Key Races and Bets podcast. Check out the blog at amwager.com, and good luck at the races.